reason I came here, my first visit to you since the election of the 7th of December 2020, is to come and thank you and the people of Dagbon for the massive support you gave me and my party during the last elections. The support that led to an outstanding victory for the new Member of Parliament for Yendi, Farouk Aliou Mahamat. And I see from your own words and the words of others who have spoken that already he's acting as a true MP should, assisting in the development and in the resolution of problems. Needs to be commended. He is to be commended. But for myself, I'm not surprised. I worked closely with his father, who departed too soon, the Vice President Aliou Mahamat, and I know the love that he had for Yendi, for Dagbon, for the North, and for Ghana. And that has been transmitted to the work of his son. Now there are 18 seats in the northern region. This is the first time that our party and the other party, we are equal in northern region today. 9-9. 9-9. And by the grace of the Almighty, in 2024, the majority is going to be for the Wagungu Party, the NPP. And of the 9 for the NPP, 8 of them are subjects of the Yana Mahama Abukari. The only exception is the Minister for Defense. He's taking the lead to Bimbila, where I'm going now. But all the others are here. And virtually each one of them is a member of my administration. I have not finished constructing my government, but there are more appointments going to be made for the people from Yemen. Unfortunately, a very, very important initiative that my government took in my first term, the establishment of the Ghana Integrated Iron and Steel Development Corporation, which has been established like the Ghana Integrated Aluminum Development Corporation to exploit and develop and transform the mineral resources of our country, especially the iron ore deposits in Sheni, in Upon Mountso. The chairman that I appointed, unfortunately, was called away to the Almighty. And that is your own son, Prince Imoro Andani. Farouk Aliou Mahamat is going to succeed him as chairman of that. I want you to know that the relationship that we have begun is going to go stronger and stronger and stronger. You've asked to strengthen the activities of the security agencies in Yendi by providing for vehicles. Fortunately for me, I came here with the Minister for Interior, so he had it for himself. the plea that you have made. Mr. Minister, over to you. And the Minister of Defense was here too. Yeah, now you can be sure that before I leave office, the infrastructure of the Yendi campus of the University of Development Studies will be in place. Together with the transport that you are seeking for the school. I'm aware of the difficulties we've had recently about the supply of fertilizers to our farmers. But believe me, that is now over, and very soon the farmers here and across the country will be accessing the subsidized fertilizer like they did during my first term. The Yendi Water Supply Project is now ready for implementation. Very soon, the design will be completed. Already the consultant has been chosen, and with that will come the choice of the contractor. I'm very confident that before this year is over, the contractor will be on site to begin the construction of the Yendi water supply. I was very impressed about your involvement in the Green Ghana initiative. I was very happy, excuse me, when I heard that you yourself had taken a stand on the Green Ghana initiative. It is something that we should all pay attention to and make sure that it happens. We've committed ourselves to planting 5 million trees. That should not be the end. We should be planting 5, 10, 15, 20 million trees before my term is over. But perhaps the best news today that has come to me from Yendi is the production of this document, the Yendi Development Fund. And I see here that the abundant human resources that you have in Dabwal is being mobilized for the development of the state. The banker, the very distinguished, eminent banker who chaired the exercise and who I have no doubt is one of the principal authors of this document, is in itself a testimony of the work you're doing to bring Dabwal's sons and daughters together for the development of the state. It is a big credit to you and most commendable initiative. And you can be sure that whatever assistance government can bring to make sure that the lion coming out of the dark ends up as the lion in the light, we will work together for that purpose.